record or is it recording?
The date is 10-1 of 2025. We're about to make contact with a James O'Gara, reference possible threats to the CFO. This is being investigated under BFAEI 25-3226. Making contact, time is 08:44 hours. I'm making, approaching a house now. If you want to play on the...
Yeah.
House is on the corner of Imperial Grove Drive East and Imperial Drive North. Two vehicles in the driveway. Subaru with a Florida plate of Hotel Zulu Echo Golf 79. Hyundai parked backwards. Florida plate. November Charlie Delta Lima 97. Approaching the home now.
Some room, but I don't see anything.
Alright. Looks like somebody has a walker in there, or that's a. Contact.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hello.
How
are you?
Hi. Hi. My name's I work for Department of Financial Services. You're not in trouble. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Does James O'Gara live here?
Yes, he does.
Can we speak to him for a second?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Is it okay if we just wait out here?
Yeah, I told him no matter what happens, you can't come in.
Oh,
oh no. We're
once you get, it's
yeah, no, it's your domicile. We feel, yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Ma'am.
I appreciate
100%.
It. 100%. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Was on.
Hey, Mr.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey,
how you doing?
My name's Steve.
Uh-huh.
I work with Florida Department of Financial Services. I'm a detective. You can see I got my law enforcement garb on. You're not in trouble. I know. It's hard to believe that with how I'm dressed and all that stuff. Can I ask you a couple questions? Do you mind if I talk to you for a few
minutes? What's this about?
I guess you sent a letter to the chief financial officer for Florida Department of Financial Services a little while back.
A letter.
You
sent a postcard.
Yeah, it was a postcard. Yeah, you right, look, you didn't do anything wrong. I understand that. Here, I'm sorry. That right now our country's in a very interesting position politically. Everything's polarized and whatnot. Really quick, you get your glass lunch. Was that the letter you sent? Wait, it was a postcard, right?
Yeah,
okay, all right. I just want to make sure. No, yeah, like I said, you didn't do anything wrong.
So then, what do you talk to me for? That's
you don't.
I have a right to voice my opinion.
Absolutely,
okay? 100%. And I will do so all the more vociferously because they sent you guys out.
Absolutely,
this 100%. Is totally inappropriate.
Absolutely,
yeah. You have a freedom of speech, sir.
Not trying to embarrass you at all.
I'm not embarrassed.
I completely support the First Amendment, 100%. Just being how things are polarized right now politically. Anything that's going on with anybody disagreeing with whatever, they're having us check things and stuff like that. I looked at your postcard. There's nothing wrong with it. when you were trying to message the CFO, was there any other type of message you were trying to convey to him? Was there any other information
nothing,
you'd like to convey?
Nothing. His values suck. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all I said.
Understood.
That's all I said. And I'm going to do it all the more vociferously. I'll probably see you again.
You're not doing anything wrong. Like I said, they make us follow up on some stuff.
Then you tell them that the people are pissed, or that at least I'm pissed.
Yes, sir.
That this is totally inappropriate.
Yes, was this in regards to... all the Doge initiative stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Understood.
That stuff is a nightmare right now. It's like
I'm sure it's a nightmare for you guys. Yeah. I'm sorry that you guys are out here, but it's not you. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it more, and I've sent to other political officials.
Understood.
Gotcha.
I'm not threatening anybody. I'm telling them that they're wrong. That's
it. Yeah, I understand. Like I said, I looked at it, and I was like, we can disagree with whatever, man. That's what America's about.
Yeah.
Were you in the service?
Yeah.
Army?
Yeah.
Army 2, 8 years. How you doing, man?
What's your MOS?
19 Delta the first time around and 11 Bravo the second time around.
11 Bravo.
Yeah, I went back. You're infantry?
Yeah.
Good man. After 9/11, I went back in for another 4 years. So
really stupid.
I wasn't happy about what happened, so I did. I went back in, but I understand your frustration. A lot of people... a lot of people are not happy with how things are going politically and with what's going on, and especially like the Doge thing, because funding's getting pulled from certain areas, and I can understand it could be a very frustrating thing for certain people that support certain activities where there is not supporting other activities. So, like I said, we they're making us check up on things. Like I said, I looked at your postcard. It was like, you didn't do anything wrong, so... you talking to us is completely consensual. Like, you're not required to. That's why I appreciate you talking to us. I said we weren't trying to like embarrass you or anything like that.
So I've sent out probably 200 postcards similar to those.
Yeah.
To my representatives, to my senators, to federal government, to Donald.
To the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a constituent. You're allowed to do that.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that the CFO, I think he's not a political position. I mean, he's not a voted position. But, you know, why they're sending you out for him and nobody else is beyond me.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I mean...
Well, I appreciate you talking to us. I appreciate you being, like, understanding. Like, nobody wants to see the police showing up at the door and making the neighbors talk and a bear shooting, and that wasn't our intent.
I don't really give a shit what they think or, I'm pissed that you're here. I'm pissed that they sent you here, and no, it's not your fault. This is totally inappropriate. Yeah, totally inappropriate.
Well, look, hey, I appreciate you taking the time.
And, sir, thank you for your service.
Yeah, no doubt. Take care, all right? Have a better day, sir.
This concludes the interview.